What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What's up, this Doggy Diamonds? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Denise from Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago.
Yeah, I know R. Kelly. I've been here for years. I got news for you.
Okay, so when you say you know him.
Okay, I'm going to explain real quick. I'm a Hyde Parker.
Okay.
That's where the Kenwood High School is, right down the street from me. I've been over there for years, and I do hair in Hyde Park.
Okay.
Okay, so my girlfriend, she married his godbrother. This is 35 years ago. For R. Kelly to get registered in that school, he moved in with them. This before he blew up and he was there. R. Kelly got the mindset of a 12-year-old. You know, he ain't mature. That's why he liked young girls. So when he was hanging out with these teenage girls and stuff when I was around there, I mean, you know, when I would see him, this is in the 90s, the late 80s, early 90s, because he grew up in the gardens. I know everything. I'm a Chicagoan. We used to say, I don't mean no harm, but we used to say, me and my girlfriend, because she married his godbrother, and he stayed with them for a little while, but he couldn't make it through high school because you had to live in the neighborhood. So they used his address and was staying there. He can't read or write, so he got put out. But the music teacher let him hang up in there, and she would help him with his music, and he would hang around at McDonald's. And I'm much older. I mean, I'm a little older than R. Kelly. So I didn't look at it like he was a pedophile because he's slow. He was in his 20s kicking it with the high school girls.
You said he's slow? You said he's slow?
Huh?
You said he's slow?
He real slow.
Wow.
You know how you don't mean no harm, but the special school bus.
Damn.
That's what he should have been on. He's real slow.
Damn.
You understand? A grown woman ain't going to fool with him because he talk like a kid. He mentally, it's like he trapped in a kid's body, like a 12 or 13-year-old. But he can come up with a song with a drop of dance. My girlfriend's husband wrote down some of the music when he was trying to get it together. He was like, I got a song. And I go, girl, he's slow. She's like, yeah, but he suffered. He grew up in the garden. The gardens is like a project.
Ask you something. So should him being slow, should he get a pass?
What do you mean? He was mentally slow. What I'm saying is, in the late, I met him like in 89. That's when he moved in with my girlfriend. He got the mindset of a kid. You know what I mean? He's not sharp. He real slow. Like he developmentally slow, DMH.
Got you.
Can't read or write.
So the point I'm asking you is that if he's slow, and obviously something is wrong with him mentally, should that be his? Should he get away
that's
with
his
it?
Downfall.
Should
that's
he?
His downfall.
That's his downfall. Okay.
Let me tell you something. What she told me. Cause see, this is her husband and know him real well.
Mm-hmm.
After he married R. Kelly, his manager, or it was a guitarist that was Aaliyah's uncle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, after he married Aaliyah, because we didn't hear all about it, the family was mad, but they bought R. Kelly to get from under because he was slow. He sold their rights to his music to Aaliyah family. That's why you don't see Aaliyah mother on nothing. Because every time R. Kelly made a song, they was getting the bulk of the money because they had him to sign it over. He don't know what he was signing. He can't read. That's why the mother, Aaliyah mother, you ain't never seen her on nothing. Aaliyah father died about 4 or 5 years ago, my girlfriend was telling me. But that's why they quiet. They wasn't even on the documentary. Don't you think if they felt violated over the daughter that they would at least, you know what I'm saying? So the girl that was on the videotape, because I had the tape, she lives out here in South Harlem, but she's still with R. Kelly, the one that he urinated on.
The first girl?
Yeah, she's still with him now.
Wow.
She's still with him right now and hang with him. He had been paying her parents' mortgage and everything. They filed bankruptcy 3 different times. They know. These people know. They ain't for who. You know that girl that named Drea?
I think
Drea is a straight up. The one he married.
The one his
he
wife.
Was
yeah.
Doing threesomes with him.
My allegedly. Girlfriend, allegedly. We gotta say allegedly. Yeah, we gotta say allegedly. We can't put
allegedly.
That. Yeah. Okay.
My girlfriend was telling me, I don't mean no harm. She was like, Drea told her, you know any girls that want to get freaky? She was like, girl, they paying big money. I go, girl, I ain't getting it. But this is when he was still married. It's like, girl, you lying? She go, yeah. Drea, it was in on it too.
Mm.
Drea ain't no, his ex-wife know exactly what's going on. She did a threesome with Sparkle. Sparkle was sleeping with him too. So that documentary is a bunch of bull.
Wow.
Sparkle was sleeping with him too, and she was married.
Allegedly.
She was mad.
Allegedly. Yeah.
But see, I know this stuff firsthand.
Got you.
Talking. So, you know, and I know, like I said, I know his godbrother. Okay, this is the story the godbrother told us.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly's mother had, what, 4 or 5 kids, and she was young, so she was living with her daddy. Her daddy raped them first, then he died. His sister was raping both of them.
Mm.
Was raping R. Kelly and his brother the whole time.
Wow.
You know, she lives here in Aurora. She about 500 pounds. You don't hear nothing about her. But she the one that got R. Kelly started. R. Kelly got his cousin at 11 pregnant.
What'd you say?
He got his cousin. Okay, his mother got a sister. Here in Chicago, because I've been out in the garden. We played beer whistle a lot back then. Everybody, that's how you hung out on the weekend. Let's play some beer whistle, get high. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So his auntie used to come over, and she had, 8 kids. And R. Kelly got his cousin pregnant at 11. Everybody know that, that's from the garden. He got a child with his first cousin.
Wow.
And the whole family knew about it. But see, his mother wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean no harm. But R. Kelly been on his own, doing his own thing. Because he moved in with them at 13.
Because
he didn't like his stepdaddy.
So,
that's how it is.
So where's his sister at now? Where's his sister at now?
She lives in Aurora, Illinois. She lives in Aurora, Illinois. She's still big and fat. And if you hear R. Kelly, he'd be like, I love my sister. Because he do.
You said his sister's 500 pounds?
Man, you ain't never seen the picture of her on that? That's a big chick. She's obese. She was the babysitter when the mama was out doing her thing. So she's the rape. She's sick. She twisted. She was raping them. And the oldest brother, I don't know how true this is. My girlfriend's husband said he heard that the oldest brother did it to him, too.
Mm.
You know, but his sister was the one that was raping him and his younger brother. Because his youngest brother, I told him about this girl named Tasha K. And Tasha K got an interview with him about 9 months ago.
Mm.
She's a blogger. And I told her, and he told the story on it. He said he used to hate it because he would make R. Kelly go outside while she raped him. And then R. Kelly was telling his brother how he loved it. He was sleeping with his sister for years.
Oh,
his own sister, yeah. It was real dysfunctional. But that's how it was when the crack, you know, because he in Chicago, I see you in New York, he in Chicago in the late 80s, early 90s or whatever, it was on fire here in Chicago. A lot of women were strung out on crack.
Mm-hmm.
So they was just selling their bodies and having different kids. So she wasn't at home all the time. I mean, what's the thing here in Chicago? Yeah, his mama crackhead. So his mama was on crack before she cleaned herself up. And so R. Kelly was already slow. People made fun of him when he was in grammar school. He was like the nerdy, dumb kid. You know what I mean?
So
and he started Kenwood. That's the reputation he had. You know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, he's slow. Something wrong with him. So can you imagine growing up and now you think you're on top of the world, but you're still slow?
Mm-mm-mm.
R. Kelly's slow. He's slow.
Wow.
But he's been busted up. He's been busted right open. The pastor on the old interview, that man put me at his church. He ain't nothing but a pimp. He tried to defend R. Kelly back in the day. But you should hear his church service. But he wasn't nothing but a crook anyway. People can't stand him, but R. Kelly, they gonna get him now.
So let me ask you something, Carla. So do you believe that because of his mental state and he's a little, he might be a grown man trapped with the mind state of a kid? What do you think
that's
should happen
exactly
to
what's going on.
What do you think should happen to him?
Well, I don't want to make that judgment now. I just want to say that the system, everybody around him, failed him a long time ago. He needed help, special help. But, I mean, he's like a kid. So kids don't know between, in a lot of aspects, you should know this, it's hard for them to understand right and wrong. They just going to do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
So that's why we put consequences on kids, so they'll learn. He ain't never had no consequence. Everybody around him blowing them up.
Got you.
For real, he got the mindset of like a twist. I've talked to him. He's slow. You can tell something wrong. Look at him in his eyes. You can't see he's slow.
Yeah, you.
He seems like a kid. He ain't no man.
I think you just started like he's slow. We gonna have to run with that. That's the new thing.
Yeah, go with it. Because that's the real R. Kelly. I mean, it's not like I haven't talked to him more than once. I've been to a house, but this is before he blew up. It's like,
got
he's
you.
Slow. It's sad, but he's slow. You know, he can't have a decent conversation. He was walking around here in Hyde Park with Barney backpacks in high school. They were making fun of him. Don't no kid walk around with no Barney. In high school?
Whoa. You said R. Kelly had a Barney backpack in school, in high school?
You better believe it.
What's going on today?
That's how slow he was. The high school kids was making fun of him. He was considered like a nerd and something wrong with him.
So how did he get this far in life if he can't read or write? I'm confused. Like, what did they do?
That's what I'm telling you. Everybody been ripping him off.
Oh.
He sent over the rights to his music right after he met Aaliyah, not knowing. That's why the bulk of his money was going to her family. They make money every time he published a song.
Mm.
This is early on. But he was selling out tours. Everybody been ripping R. Kelly off for years. You know, no way in the world he should have had a problem raising that $100,000. His studio here almost went into foreclosure.
I think he got money somewhere. I think he just put the money away. I think so. I ain't gonna front.
He got the money stashed now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna give him some credit. He might be a little slow, allegedly, but I think he found a way to put some money offshore.
But not as much as you and I probably would with a mature mind. Because
what people didn't really understand is that he probably didn't want to post bail because he's going to play the broke role just in case a civil suit happens. So, I mean, I saw past all that.
I got you. I got you. And then he owed that Drea some money. So when he go to court the next time, he got to pay off. What our boy tell me about $170,000 he owe her. So you're going to have to pay that off, too.
So Drea is, you mean his ex-wife?
Yeah, he owed her back child support. Now, this is what I heard through him.
Okay.
I don't know how true this is. I'm talking about from his godfather. Okay, his name is Nate. He told us a long time ago that it was rumored that he was raping his kids. And so the one that's transgender,
mm-hmm.
and she wrote how her father's a monster, and she wrote some rap. He had been raping her for years.
Allegedly.
And the mama, Andrea, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Andrea knew it. So that girl hates him with a passion. She wants to be a boy now.
Whoa.
Yeah, she is a boy. She on the internet. She's transgender now. And the mom, and she wrote a little rap song about how her daddy's a monster and paying dollars to, you know, thoughts and stuff like that, you know. But she's a boy now, and she hates him. R. Kelly messed them up.
Wow.
But Drea's a sick little puppy. That girl is very manipulative. She was never held captive. She can come and go as she wanted. Don't believe that she was tortured. She would be in Hyde Park all the time, shopping and walking around, you know, and I would look at her, and I'm like, I know that's his wife, but the world never did see her until she went on Hollywood Access.
Mm.
But because for the longest, people like, R. Kelly Mary? It's like, yeah, she that's a nasty heifer.
Wow.
Nasty. She looked like a hoe all the time back in the day.
Damn.
Walking around and everything. It's like, this girl is on some scam stuff here. She acting like she a victim. She was with him for years, at least 14.
Damn. Mm-mm-mm.
And he wasn't holding her captive. She drove a Range Rover. She had a Mercedes. She had a Z4. She was going through that money. But they used to hang at Michael Jordan's up near the water tower. That's where the white people hang.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to recruit women to come and do threesomes with them.
You said that. That's all it is. You said that. So with this, I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, a few months ago, they even seen her on tape singing his songs and stuff like that before the documentary came out. Yeah.
She was going along with the threesomes. You hear me? But that girl that's on the tape, that's the one he refers to as his pet. That's Sparkle's niece. That girl is still with him to this day. Mm-mm-mm. She never left him. She's part of his entourage, still having sex and everything.
Wow.
And that was 13 when she was on the tape with him. I don't know if you ever saw the tape.
Never saw the tape. Nah, I never saw the tape.
You didn't see the tape? I did.
I never saw the tape.
It was three different ones, but she was the youngest one. She was 13, and he urinated in her mouth. She's still with him to this day. One girl on the tape, she's from Chicago when we had the tape. What's her name? Van Allen or whatever. She was 17. She stated on the documentary that she slept with the girl. The girl was 14. And when she first met R. Kelly, when the trial was going on, she did a threesome with the young girl. She said that. Wow. She should be charged, too, because the girl was underage. And you did a threesome with her.
Wow.
The story is bigger than what we know. What they want to do is take down, in my opinion, all black men of power. R. Kelly ain't did no more. But don't nobody talk about that he's developmentally slow. He real slow. He don't have a mind up an adult.
I think you made that perfectly clear about 20 minutes ago. All right, so thank you for calling. I mean, if you could get me an interview with R. Kelly, brother, you know, have him reach out to me. info@doggydiamondstv.com. What's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds, the host of Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. For the latest in entertainment with No Filter, make sure you download my podcast, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, on radio.com. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.